Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now on CFRA as he does to take a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor. Big demonstration on Parliament Hill by those individuals who are suffering from MS, some of whom want the right to have the so-called liberation technique apply the angioplasty to the vein, and they want the federal government to say, "All right, if you want a consult with a vascular surgeon or vascular specialist, as opposed to the consult you are currently allowed under approved practice with your neurological specialist, you have a right to do that." Why shouldn't we have the right? If we disagree with, for example, a neurologist on the approved treatment, why should we not have the right to say, okay, look, there's another technique here. I know it's controversial. I know it's not proven, but I want to go talk to a vascular specialist about this.
Well, you have the right to ask for a second opinion about whether, you know, to evaluate the veins in your neck or in your chest. You know, that's certainly, a person can ask for that, and provided that the vascular surgeon is comfortable in providing information on the basis of very limited evidence right now, someone can do that. I mean, that's something that would be covered under OHIP.
But it's not.
Sure it is. You can go to see a vascular surgeon. I can make a consult for somebody to see a surgeon and have a Doppler done of their neck. Dopplers are done of the neck all the time. So that's not the issue. I think the issue is, once you have that information, do you fulfill the criteria necessary for treating someone who has MS, who may have that condition, considering that Zamboni's evidence so far has not shown that it works for secondary progressive or primary progressive MS. So if someone has that, but does seem to work for relapsing remitting, but given that relapsing remitting becomes secondary progressive for many people, you have to ask the question, is this going to work for them? So you need to find someone who can first do the evaluation, which is fine, and there's certainly not an issue with that, but the selection process for who you treat with a procedure that, although people are saying is either not really surgery compared to when the person that you spoke to on Tuesday, it's an invasive procedure. You're sticking a wire into somebody's vein, putting a balloon in, and now you have people also saying, oh, well, you can put a stent in as well. You know, and the problem is there's no stents that have been designed yet for venous flow in the neck. So you end up with ad hoc science, and that's voting for what you think works well in science is not science. It's voting. And that's not how things work. So yes, you can get the treatment, you can get the evaluation done, but don't assume that just because you do the evaluation that surgeons are going to operate on you when there isn't enough evidence to do it. That is not ethical.
Well, it seems to me it is unethical for the neurological person to say, no, I will not refer you to a vascular. I don't believe in this technique. I don't believe there's enough research, so I'm not going to refer you to another type of doctor.
Right, so then they should go see their family doctors who can then send them to a vascular surgeon. I don't see what the problem is.
Well, they're claiming that their GPs are telling them, no, I'm not allowed to. I can only send you to the MS clinic. That's the only approved technique.
I had a patient with MS come see me today. He wanted a referral in Montreal to have an evaluation done, and I sent him.
Why in Montreal?
Because he said that no one here is going to do it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but I sent him.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Steve.